We're beginning this year in Siman Reish Mem, Sif Tes Vav. We're on page Kuf Nandalad, and Emirat Hashem, we will finish the Chelek today. Says the Mechaber in Sif Tes Vav, Lo Yivol Vahu Saveya Oroi, the person should not have beer with his wife when he is full or when he is hungry, Elo Keshe Yisakel HaMazon Shevameyav, only when the food is digested in his stomach. Velo Yivol Mu'umar Velo Mayushav, he should not be standing up or sitting down. Velo Bebeis HaMerchatz, and not in a bathhouse. Velo Biyom Shenichnas LaMerchatz, not even a day that he goes into the Merchatz. Velo Biyom HaKaza, not a day that he lets blood. Velo Biyom Yitzia LaDerech Obiya Min HaDerech, and not a day that he goes out to a trip, and not the day that he comes back from a trip. If you're bothered by Akasha, your question will be answered. V'lo ifneim, v'lo la'achareim, and not on the days before, and not on the days afterwards. Says the parentheses, v'hoda b'reisha simen shechayev l'pokta, that which we said that before you go on a trip, you're chayev tabia. Here we just said, the day you're going on a trip, even the day before, you're asur tabia. So says the parentheses, Ari kishu rochev o yoshev b'karom, that which we say that it's a chiyuv to have the beer before the trip, that's when you're driving or you're riding on a wagon, that it's not a tircha, the trip. The kan ari b'mahalich, here we're discussing where you're walking, you're going on a 25-mile hike the next day, so then you shouldn't have beer for health reasons, as we'll see the day before. But a person going on a trip, traveling, just sitting in a wagon, so then we say that it is a mitzvah before you go out. We said earlier, unless it was for a dvar mitzvah. Says the Mishabura in Sivkata Nun Gimel, V'lo b'yom ha'koza, not the day of letting blood, Misha Chola, V'nisrape, one who was sick and he got healed, Yizar milashamesh ad shi eschaze gufo, he should be careful not to have tashmish until his body gets its strength back. Ki yach yuveyu v'yach li'ehu, because it will cause him pain, it will get him sick. V'lo yoda ki b'nafshahu, he won't realize that he is risking his life by having the tashmish amita too early. He should wait till he's fully recovered. Sivkata Nun Dalud is going on that which we just pointed out, that v'kan ari mahalach, here we're discussing when a person is walking. U'magen Avram Kosov, the kan ari mitzad harefuah, this part of the siman, this sif over here, is talking about health reasons. U'besif aleph ari mehadin. Sif aleph is talking me'ikar adin. That me'ikar adin, before you go on a trip, you have a mitzvah tabiyah. But over here, for health reasons, before you go on a walking trip, it's not a good idea. V'teida, and I'll prove it to you, says in the Mishabura, that there's a chilek over here, we're talking about dinei refuah, not the stam halacha. The ha'ka'amar nami, because we said over here also, v'lo biyom shenichnas la'merchatz, and not on the day that you go into the merchatz, v'lo b'fnei v'lo l'achareim, not the day before or after you go to the merchatz. V'yadua de mitzvah lirchatz b'chol erev Shabbos, and we know there's a mitzvah to go to the merchatz on every erev Shabbos. And we also know v'onos talmud chacham mishabbos l'shabbos. We said the time of bia for talmud chacham is on Friday night. It's from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. So it's a sira. How could you say he should have a bia every Friday night, and then you tell me he goes to the berachah merchatz the day before, or that morning, and he's not allowed to have bia the day before he goes to the merchatz the day afterwards? Doesn't work out. So it must be el al korachach to kol ze rak mitzad refuahu. This whole sif is only discussing aspects of refuah, at least the gabi this nakuda. Hayote mebeis akise kavua, more along the lines of refuah, one who comes out from the beis akise for gedolim, the hainu shiye sham makom moshe, there's a place to sit. Lafuke beis akise arai, where there's no place to sit. Al yishamish mitaso ad sheisha shir chatzim mil lefachos, he should not have tashish shamita until he waits the time that it takes to walk a half a mil, which is 9 minutes. Mipnei sheshed shel beis akise misdabik bo, because the shade of the beis akise is still connected to him until he walks the time it takes till 9 minutes. V'chein kosav gam b'seder hayom b'shem haZohar, the same thing is brought down in the seder hayom b'shem haZohar. Elo du kosav shelo yishamish mitaso kol oso sha'a. Just he writes that you shouldn't have the tashna mita that whole hour. V'ayim b'yad Ephraim digam kavonas haZohar lav dafko shoa mamish. The Yad Ephraim says that the Zohar does not mean to say literally an hour they have to wait. Elo retzlomer zman mo, it means to wait a little bit, ayin sham, and therefore it's not necessarily against what we said before about waiting 9 minutes. Kosa b'bedek habayis, we turn to page 308. The bedek habayis writes b'shem haZohar, V'heviu ha'achronim, the achronim bring it down, the isha meinekes lo tishamesh elo b'sho sh'atinok yoshin, that a woman who is nursing should not have tashmish except at a time when the baby is sleeping. The achar atashmish, and after the tashmish, lotonik es hayelad ad achar shir hiluch shnei milin. She should not nurse the baby until she waits after the tashmish, the time it takes to walk shnei milin, which is 18 minutes. V'matino bocha, but if the baby's crying and can't wait 18 minutes, tamtin lefacho shir mil, wait at least 1 mil, wait at least 9 minutes. V'isha shem acheres tvilasa, what? No, 2 mil is 18 minutes. At the very least, wait the shear 1 mil, which is 9 minutes. I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry. A mil is 18 minutes, said before 9. Oh, before it said chatzi mil. I was right before. 9 minutes is a chatzi mil. Shtei mil is 36 minutes. A mil is 18 minutes. Thank you so much. The isha shema'acheres tfilosa letzar bailo. An isha who pushes off going to the mikvah in order to cause pain to her husband, aveira gedola biyoda. It's a great sin in her hands. The goremes kamaros, and it causes a lot of bad things. That is from Zohar. Kosa b'sefer chasidim. Sefer chasidim writes, Osir lahaskir Hashem v'chol dover shebekdusha k'shadayin shichva zera alov. It is osir to mention Hashem's name or any other dover shebekdusha when there is shichva zera on the person. Rak yishtof mayim al mekomo shetinef atzmo. Rather, a person first should wash off any zera where he got himself dirty. The kosva svarim, the svarim writes, shetomid ye etzel mitoso klemayim v'yitlu yedeim kodem atashmish v'achara. There always should be water by the bed, and they should wash their hands before the tashmish and after the tashmish. Ukeshemis ore b'kishui ever b'chalom. If a person wakes up from a dream with kishri aver yizar shel livol oz, he should be careful not to have bia at that point. Ki abonim yu pegumim, because the children that come out of that will be pogum. Chas v'shalom. V'af imhim mu'uberes, and even if she is already pregnant, teled ruchin bishin, she will give birth to evil spirits. Yesh li zar milosim sefer al mita sheyoshein aleha. One has to be careful from placing a sefer on a bed that he is sleeping on. Ubeprat im ishto, specifically if he is sleeping with his wife. Ki shechva zera motzri alov, because it's common for him to have shechva zera there, and we don't want to get that on the sefer. Says the mechaber weiter. We turn back to page Kufnun Dalid. We're in Sif Tezayin. Hamishamish mitaso al mita shetinok yoshin aleha. One who has tashmish al mita on a bed where there is a baby sleeping, oso tinok nichve, that baby can become epileptic. Velo amoran elo de lo have bar shasa. This is only true if the baby that is sleeping on the bed in which they're having tashmish al mita is not yet a year old. Aval have bar shata leis lon ba. If the kid is already a year old, it's not a problem. Velo amaron elo de goni lahade kari. It's only a problem if the baby is sleeping by their feet. Pirish shiyoshen l'raglov, sleeping by his feet. Sleeping by his feet. Aval goni lahade reishi, but sleeping by his head leis lon ba. It's also not a problem. Velo amaron elo de lo monach yode alei. It's also not a problem. It's only a problem that you did it if you didn't place your hand on the baby's head. Or on the baby. Aval monach yedei alei leis lambar. If you place your hand on the baby, it is not a problem. Says the mechaber vayter siv yudzayim. Mito sheyoshein bo im ishto tzarech shtei rosho umagalosea zela tzafam vzela dorum. A bed that one is sleeping on together with his wife needs to be head to foot from north to south. The bed should be facing north to south, not east to west. Says the mishaburis of katan hei ayin leel besimen gimel sivavam mishaburisham. We brought down this halacha as well. Now we begin the last simon, simon reish mem hei shalol lahashin arom lefnei mitasa. One should not relieve himself of ketanim naked in front of his bed. The mechaber says echad me'advarim she'asonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the things that Hashem hates is hamashin lefnei mitasa arom, one who relieves himself in front of his bed when he is naked. Hamashin lefnei mitasa arom mevi lidei anius, and also such actions lead a person to poverty. Velo amoran elo de mahader ape lupuria. This is only said when a person, when he is doing the meiraglayim, is facing the bed. Pirish lamita. Aval lebare leis lon ba. But if he's facing away from his bed, it's not a problem. Vede mahader ape lupuria nami lo amoran elo ba'ara. And the problem when he's facing the bed, again, is only a problem if he is relieving himself onto the floor. Aval b'mona, if it's into a kli, leis lon ba is not a concern. Says the mishabura. Shasonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is one of the things that Hashem hates. Why? Bipnei Shasonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyeh Ha'odom Misnai B'derech Nekiyos HaKadusha. Hashem wants a person to be acting in a way of cleanliness and holiness. V'zem Misnai Atzmo B'derech Miyos V'tinofes. This person is acting in a disgusting, dirty type of way. V'lo yuchol l'hashro shechina so etzlo. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to be mashre shechina, can't be mashre shechina by such a person. Sivkatan beiz, if ne mitaso, he is relieving himself in front of his bed. U'mikol shekein im mashin mayim lifnei mekomos acherim shetzrichim l'esnag yosef b'nikiyos. This is just a mashal in front of the bed, but certainly if he's relieving himself of ketanim in front of places that need even more nikiyos, kegon lifnei shulchanav kayotzei b'zeh, in front of his table, or things like that, that's even worse. Arom, if he's naked, if katan gimel's lav dafka, arom, this is lav dafka, that he is unclothed. Elohu adinim hayolavosh, same thing as if he's relieving himself when he's wearing clothes. Elo urcha de milsa nokar, as just mentioning the more common occurrence. Mitoshu arum eina yotze lachutz lahashin, since he's already undressed, he doesn't want to go outside, so that's the more likely scenario that he will be mashal lefnei mitaso. But it's lav dafka, if he's arum, if he's clothed with the same mias, the same dirtiness, Hashem does not want to put his shina there as well. Sivkatan dalud. Hamashtin. So the Mechaber's Lashon is a little funny. The Mishabu is adjusting it. Kitzer Lashon, who the Mechaber is abbreviating the Kavanah. So what it means to say is, Od Amru Chazal. In other words, the way you read the Mechaber from the beginning is, Echol Me'advorim Shasoni HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hamashtin Bifnei Mitaso Arum. And then Od Amru Chazal, further Chazal said about such a person, that one who's Mashtin Bifnei Mitaso Arum is maybe Lidei Anilas. It leads him to poverty. Sivkot Anhei Lidei Anilas, the Amrinam Bavri Pesachim, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, Kuf Yud Aleph. The Sara Daniusa Novel Shmei, the Sar, the officer, the Maluch of poverty is named Novel. The Oev Lishros Bimkom Mios, and he likes to reign in a place of Mios, of what's disgusting. Umishamhachi Karle Novel, that's why his name is Novel, which is a Lashon of Mios. Shechofetz Lenabilas Atzmo, he wants to make himself a Novel. Umashin Lifnei Mitaso Hainu Mios. And therefore, one who is mashal with emitaso, that is a miyastika thing, and therefore he is inviting novel to be there, which leads him to anius. Lebaroi, again, we said this is only a problem if he's mashin towards the bed, but if he's mashin away from the bed, it's not a problem. Sivkot and vav, shakiluach holech venitas lemeirachok. Therefore, the kiluach, the flow of the meiraglayim, it goes away from the bed. Umemelo beisha osra afilu bechagavna, for an isha, her body does not have it flow away, it would be a problem even if she turns the other way, it would not make a difference. Bimona, this is only a problem, we said, if it is on the floor, but if it's in a mona, in a kli, it's okay. Sivkot and zayin, kom lakom tamil chacham tzor sheyich be'olo kli milamala. Tamil chacham, if he wants to relieve himself into a kli in front of his bed, should have an additional kli on top covering it. The yashalo tamil chacham below here at Torah. Tamil chacham can't be around an area that has the meir aglayim that's revealed, because he can't control himself from thinking thoughts of Torah, therefore he has to have the cover not only on the bottom but also on the top. And then if it's covered properly, so lay slumba, there is no problem. If he wants to ask yotzer afterwards, he told Yolav he should wash his hands. The gam yachkor atzmo, he should also put his belt on, kadesh lo ye libo roesa erva, so that his heart should not see his erva. The archigas atzmo kadin in mokom hameiraglayim im eina kli mechusa kadin. And if the kli is not covered properly, he should remove himself the proper distance from the meiraglayim, like we learned earlier in Hilchos Kriyashma. We'll stop here, and that concludes Chelek Beis of the Mishabura. Mazel tov, and Mitzvah Shem. The Siyum will be tomorrow at 5:30.